talk. Just to sum up what we did last week, actually the tail end of last week, which is very negative for tonight's share, we're going to develop these concepts, is that there's an exclusion by Onoah. Havadim Shtaris, Karkois, and Hekdeshes do not have the remedy of the Onoah, and we saw that was Machlekes Vishayim, if it even has a lav. I mean, if you overcharge someone in Karka, could be it's permissible, you're allowed to charge whatever you want for Karka. It's Machlekes Vishayim, we said that you should be a Machmir, because the Safek derives from the Chumra, but that's Lachatchila. But Avada, if you were Ma'ana somebody, there will not be any remedy, there's no recourse, because they were Nismite from Onoah. Tonight we're going to develop these concepts specifically about Karka and what it relates to Poyalim workers and different types of workers, Poyalim, Kablonim. I'm going to see how it plays itself out. Someone was bothered by last week, and last week we didn't really have the time, but I would like to spend the time now. The Ramah brings down in Sifchav Tez that Yesh Reim and the Dafkat Pauga, there is no Onoah. That's where the Ramah holds, even though the Machaba holds that the Miyat of Onoah by Karaka was Loilom, even the Shavadina Velef, you're allowed to charge 1,000 times the price. The Ramah says, no, there's a limit, there's a cap to it. The Dafkat Pauga, only up to a half of a Yesim Pauga, but more than half, Kugoyin, and the Ramah gives an example, Shemokolo Echad Yesim Mishnaim Havi Onoah. If you sell something which is worth one, you sell it for more than two, there will be Onoah. And L'chayr, that means, let's say you have an item worth $100, if you sell it for more than $200 or less than $50, there will be Onoah later Ramah. And some was Ma'ira that the numbers don't really work out. 100 to 200 is double, so then why 100 to 50 is only a half? How does that stim? It's not really mirror image. Like L'gavi Ishtos, we say 6 can go up to 7, it can go down to 5. That's the same $1. How come when it comes to Onoah, if all you need to go down is to a half, then L'chayr there should be Onoah going up a half as well and go from 100 to 150. How come it's 100 to 200 is where the threshold is? And if the threshold must be double, then let's mirror image it the other way around and say that only if you charge negative or less than zero, that there will be Onoah. But as long as you're within the range of the item price, there should not be Onoah. How come you find these funny things? Now, Lamaisa is that there is a flaw in Ksubis, which is such a problem, and he suggests that Enochanami, it does not, so to speak, mirror image. It's 100 to 200, and the Moicha, Taka, there's no such thing. There is no such thing as a Moicha being this Ana, Lishitas Ramah, by Karka, because no matter what he sells it for, even for $1, it's still within the price of the product, or within double of the product. It's 100 down to 1, so he's only $99. But the Rishonim and all the Gedalia Tshuvis throughout, must be 36 Tshuvis are not like this, are flaw, Rais and Rais. Obviously, you have to have some shot. How come here it's unlike all the dinim of Onoah? Here, when you go overboard, it's double. And when you're nisana, the mechaz nisana, it's only by a half. How does that work itself out? I would like to suggest that l'chayra, this din of Onoah that the Ramah suggests here, that up to double there's Onoah, if the double is Onoah, is unlike any of the Onoah that we had till now. The Onoah that we had till now was learned out from a pasuk, Lisainu, you're not allowed to be man in somebody, there's a lav in such Onoah, and that Onoah is midin gzeila. It means you are being mechasa mamun chaver, like Rashi says in the beginning of Ezeon Neshek. You are stealing money that's not rightfully coming to you. If you overcharge or underpay, Chazal, the Torah views it that it's an unfair deal, and you are stealing that money, that amount that you should have paid. Whether it's on the product, I'd rather not get into it. But basically, there's something wrong, that there's a Maisek Zela going on. And their attack, it is mirror image. If it's a dollar too much or a dollar too less, that is the Sheir Shtus. Whether it's a Shtus over or a Shtus under, that is the Sheir Shtus. This din is obviously not from that pasuk, because for that halacha, that lav was, or that drasha of Chazaras Onoah was nismait karkois. Karkois do not fall into that parasha. So stamizah yavakasha, where did the Ramah know? Where's the makor for such a halacha that if you go overboard, if you go over double, all of a sudden there will be dinim of Onoah? If it was nismait from the parasha, which it was, then l'chayra, we wouldn't have this halacha. How come punctu was only in the smite halfway, only in the smite up to double, more than double, wasn't in the smite, has no time? It must be there is a different makar to this halacha. And I believe that the makar for this halacha is, of course, it's a Yerushalmi, or at least Tosfos pshat in Yerushalmi, but it does not come from the pasuk. It's a whole different idea of Onoah. There is a concept in Hamafke, Tosfos discusses, that a item can have a value that you would like to do chalipin on. There are two types of chalipin. There's chalipi shava b'shava, where you do a barter. And then there's tamma maisa kinin chalipin, where I'm just doing a kinin suda, and with that you're koin of the chayfetz. But to do a barter, to do a true barter of shava b'shava, and it has different halakha, the two chalipins, Taisis says that in order to be considered shava b'shava, that you're exchanging equal valued items, obviously, it doesn't have to be exactly equal. So how much does it have to be that we could consider it was a fair exchange? And Tais says, up to double. If one item is worth double more than the other item, or half of the other item, that means the other item was double it, that is not a proper exchange. That is not chalipe shava b'shava. There's something wrong with the deal. That's not a fair exchange. And therefore, Tais said, if you do it like that, then it'll have to go into a different kinyan called chalipe suda, which is a typical kinyan suda that we know of, and you have to pay, you know, that won't be the price that you're paying. When you go to a rav and you sell your chometz, you're not selling it for the maisa chalip and the yarmulke or the gata that you're doing. There's a mechir going, that's just the maisa kinyan that you do. If you buy something with chalipin, the chalipin suda is just a maisa kinyan, but obviously you're going to have to pay for the product. Chalipin shava b'shava is, this is the payment, it's an exchange, and with that it works. But at least you see a concept from Taisis. I was thinking it's not really chalipin, but you see a concept from Taisis that something which is within double of a price is considered a fair exchange. It's considered an exchange of shava b'shava. If I'll have an item worth $100 and I'll give you a different item up to $200, or from 50 up to 200, that is considered, we view it as an exchange. Something which is beyond that, beyond 200, more than double the item, that is not a proper exchange. It would not be a proper exchange for chalipi shava b'shava. And lagabi our halachas, I believe that that's where this halacha is learned out, that is not a fair deal. It's not a maisa mechira b'chal. It was a tois, an inherent tois in the deal. It's not midin gzeiras hakos of anah. Had there not been gzeiras hakos of anah, the parsha of anah, we would still know that if someone rooks somebody by more than double, that was not a deal. It's a mekach tois. Normally when you go into a deal, you expect something of fair exchange, money for the item, but something, a fair deal, a proper psika, something which is more than double is so wild and so crazy, that's not an exchange. It's not a maisa mechira. If you do it, if you knowingly do it, gezinta haitza will be a mechila. But if you don't know what you're getting into and you do it, then that is a bit of mekach. There's something inherently wrong in the deal itself. And therefore, it's no longer a kasha, the flaw is kasha. How come this way it goes double and this way it goes up to a half? Because the site of this din is, let's find out what the greater value, the wider shard that this item might have. That means if you have an item worth 100, anything half of it, 50, or anything double of it, 200, is considered a fair exchange. That is mirror image. 50 and 100 is the 100 is double the 50, and the 200 would be double the 100. That is mirror image. We want to know what the item is worth, or what we can imagine the item could be in a deal. If I stay within that, and it's a mechira. I'll have hilchos anah, and that we learned that karkas and smite from anah. If I'm beyond that, if I'm less than 50 or more than 200, that's tam in mekach tois. That's not a fair deal b'chal. It's not learned out from the parasha of anah. And therefore, even though these items were nesmite from anah, you still have a mekach tois l'shita sarama. And therefore, as well, there will not be a lav. We mentioned last week that even the Ramah, who holds that more than double, there is a mekach tois by karka, but you will not be over a lav if you hold that karka doesn't have a lav. If you hold that the meat of the pasuk was a meat even for the lav, then even the Ramah who's mechadish that more than double there will be a mekach tois, you still will not have a lav. And it's mavul like that. And Taisa, the beginning of Ezel Neshek, is Mavuda by Avodim, which is like a din like karka, Taisa holds, does not have a lav, even though Taisa, a few blood early in Azov, held that more than double will be a Mekach Tois. Because this is not the parsha of Anot. This is a whole new concept called Mekach Tois. It was not a fair deal. And that's why it doesn't have to be mirror image. And also that is why we can explain how come by Anot we find there are really three different shlavim. There's a shlav pachas mishus, which is a mechila. Then it reaches a threshold, which is mekach chizkayim of a shtus, but there's a chazaras or no. You have to rectify the price. And then there's yais mishus, which is bitul mekach. By karka of the Ramah, which is mechadach at more than palgo, has the dinim of anah, then he should say that when you hit palgo, when you hit double, there will be chazar sanah, but the mekach is kaim. More than that, should be a bit of mekach. How come we don't find in this halacha that there are three things, mechila, Chazaras Ono and Bitul Mekach. It's either Mechila or Bitul Mekach. And the reason is because this is not the regular Hilchos of Ono. This is not learned out from the Parsha. The Parsha is what was Mechadish for us, the Dinim of Ono, as we know it, of Chazaras Ono, and you have to rectify the price. This is not learned out from the Parsha. This is Stam Svara that this must be a Mekach Tois. It's a Mekach Tois. If you're so far off from the price, that is a Mekach Tois. And therefore, if you're within the price, we within double the Mekach is kind. There's no dinim of anor because it was nesmite. If it's more than that, it's a stam of Mekach tois.
But you over like sixo, even if there's no, I know, but it's still over. If it's more than double, it should be like sixo.
If it's more than double, you knowingly do it, so that's the stamakash. What happens by yes and ishtus on a regular metaltalin? Are you over like sixo if you charge more than ishtus? And you knowingly know that the guy could tie a Mekach tois. Could be this is worse, because like I'm saying, it's slightly different. Pashas, you would not be overly sigzol. There are cases, and Mishnah Melech discussed the case by mum. If you know there's a mum and you sell it, anyway, you're overly sigzol. It's a Mishnah Melech, and Achor Yitzchak, Lav Dafk over here, that would be the case. If the guy has a bit of Mecca, he'll come back to you and tie him back twice.
If I say there's a Mechila, I have to let them know the God wasn't son of death, wasn't son of death,
able to be more for me? Achtus is an automatic built-in Mechila, even if he'll come back to you. Correct. Even if right, it's automatic machila. Shtos or Yisum Shtos, you have a share kadesh shayar ladaga. Sorry.
Why?
Because it goes into the fraket. The Gemara says that we would not learn out Ono from Gzeil. The Gemara in the beginning of Gzeil Nashik says because Ono is a chiddush akra because it's derech mekach memkar. The Ma'ase says you're not outright stealing. You're doing it in the form of a machira. You're giving a price. That's why you need a chiddush of Ono. It's a lot. Now, there's machlokes we're showing. Once it's a chiddush akra of ono, is this a form of gzela or not? Seemingly, from the Gemara, it is a form of a gzela. Some rishonim hold therefore you have a chiyuv v'heishev. The din chazaras ono might go on the regular din of heishev as a gzela. Machlokes we're showing. But avada, there's a mechudash kapasha called ono, which has its separate lav to tell you of chazaran mamon. Gezel is a type of chazaran mamon. It also has its own lav telling you chazaran mamon.
Now,
For sure, if you're going to pay for a karka, you know, if the only thing is karka is harder to assess. The Yisum Mekdesh Adas Toya is going to be much greater. But if you pay five times the price for a piece of land, Pasha, that's more than Kadesh Adas Toya, and that would be a Merchila.
Isn't that I know I look at that?
No, that's a Stam and Merchila. That's an Umdana that we have. That concept the Gemara brings down, gathered up by Ainoa, was Stam brought down by Tzemabok. It's a concept that if you pay so much for it, you know, it's a tzemen for a buck, you pay $200 just for the tzemen, so you want to know, does that include the buck? If you're so off on the price, must be it's a built-in mechila. It's not, the parsha of Anot to tell you that you do have a chazaras anot. This is the umdanan that we know that you were giving a betaris matana. What I should add is, even though this lechora is a different type of a type of anot, which is not the regular anot, the mefarshim, the rishenim ha-mavu, that yes, there still will be the share of kedei shayar latagim. When you have Ono, the Pasha of Ono, the Chazal said that only Shir Kadesh Yalataga, if you delay in coming back and being Tevei or Ono, that will constitute a Mechila, so too by Karka, more than double, later Ramo, if you delay more than Kadesh Yalataga, it will constitute a Mechila. In fact, to take it a step further, many Kadesh Yalapaiskim, starting with Marib ben Leiv down, they didn't have the Rishonim. Marim ben Leiv suggested, and everyone followed suit, that here by Karka, since it's something which is Benimsa, you sell a piece of land, 123 Jones Street, whatever it is, that's the address. Since it's benimsa, it's not that the lakeach has it in his possession, it's out in the open, then even the seller will only have the shir kadesh shayar latagam. Because like we said before in Sivzayin Eches, the reason why there's a difference between the seller and a buyer in the shir kadesh shayar is because typically the buyer has the product, so he can show it to the mumcha. The seller doesn't have the product to show, so his shir is lo'elam. His shir is till he finds a b'achabal liyadu k'mem kari, until he finds another product, or he bumps into it and somehow he knows that he made a mistake, but he has no a chiev to run to an assessor because doesn't have the item with him. But the Marib ben Leiv says that by karka, which is out in the open, even the seller is mugbal, is limited to the time of kadesh shayar l'taga. However, the Rishonim ha-mavua, not like him, the Rach, actually the number of truths, ga'inim ha-mavua, that lagabi karka too will have the same chilek, that a lokeach will only have kadesh shayar l'taga, and a seller will have lo'ilam. And to suggest the svara why it's different than the Marib ben Leiv, the Chayim Marib ben Leiv is correct. A karka is out in the open, so whatever the lokeach could do, the seller could do just the same. To suggest the chiluk, I would say that if you look in the Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Asher Meluniel on Baba Metzia, he even suggests the other way around. He suggests that a lokeach bekaka should have a shiel oinam because of this problem, that since he doesn't have the item. And he says it that normally when a lokeach has an item, he carries it with him, or it's easy for him to carry it with him, so if he bumps into by davening, he bumps into somebody at work, an assessor, he'll pull it out of his pocket and say, "No, tell me what's the price of this item." It's more feasible to get an assessment because he can carry it with him and take it wherever he wants to go. Mashenkin Karka, which is parked there, it's a little more difficult to get an assessment because you're going to have to bring the Taga to the Karka. And he suggests that maybe there won't be a Sheikh Kadesh Yar La Taga. Now, all the Rishonim say not like him, and all the Rishonim say yes, even Belokeach Karka will still have a Sheikh Kadesh Yar La Taga because Loi Plug. Means typically you're right. Typically Lokeach should have a longer share because he doesn't have it with him. But because Loi Plug, since by Metalton he has the Sheikh Kadesh Yar, so too by Karka is going to have the Sheikh Kadesh Yar. If that's the case, then we understand not like the Merib Ben Leib. Because Faket, really by Karka the Sheikh should be Loilam. It's only because of Loi Plug, and we don't want to differentiate between Karka and Metalton, we limit it to Kadesh Yar La Taga for the Lokeach. But by the Meicha, who always has it Loilam, always by Matatan the Shia the Maicha is Loilam, then so too when he sells Karka, his Shia Kadeshia would not be limited to Kadeshia Al Ataga, his Shia will be Loilam. Alright.
If he had the opportunity.
The Maicha only said that Avla Mashal, if it was bought by Khalip and he still has the item by him, then he'll have Kadeshia Al Ataga. Oh, if it's a shasha b'shuk, you're right. If it's kadesh yishal shasha b'shuk, if you have such a concept by karka, I don't believe it's the case to have kadesh yishal shasha b'shuk. Every karka is unique. The location is the size is wetland. I mean, there's a lot of things involved. But yeah, if you'll have such a thing, you're right. But we're talking about the normal shiur of kadesh yishal taga. There, the rishonim differentiate. When the chananda differentiates that a moichu will be loilam just like metaltalin, and a lokeach will be kadesh yishal taga just like metaltalin. Kadesh Yar La Taga, it's only by Ono. We saw that by Mumin and...
So in the case of Pazdo, where you're saying you have no din of Ono, it's just a din of...
That's what I'm trying to above on. That even though this is a type of a Mekach Tzayis type of Svar, it's still the Rishonim say that it has a Sheikh Kadesh Yar La Taga. Unlike Mekach Tzayis of Mum, or Shnei Minim, or Yofer Zerois, the ones that we learned in Reish Lama Gimel, there the Rishonim make it a point to say that it's unlike Ono. And they say for different svaras why it's unlike or not. Their svaras do not hold up here, and therefore this will be like a regular din of anah that you have a sheikh kadesh yara. All right, let's start Sif Lamed. Bamedvam Mamurim. When are these words said that there's a chilik between metaltalin and karka, that karka has no anah? Bamoikhanik say atzmoy, that if the seller sells his own item, avalai shliach. But if the seller sends a shliach to sell the item, oya petropis, shetov, in isana b'kolshu, and he made a mistake, even b'kolshu, whether it be bein b'matatl and bein b'karka, is choyza. Here, if you send a shliach and the shliach makes a mistake, there you're going to be choyza, even by karka, which has no din ono, and even by matatl, which normally has a mechil up to a shtos, here, even less than a shtos, even if it's a kolshu, there's going to be choyza. And the reason is, because this is not midin hukas ono, this is midin shlichas. When you send a shliach has to do the right thing. If he makes a mistake, it's a batal hashlichas. There's a concept of, l'tzkunisho datich v'lo la'avosi. I sent you to do the proper thing, I didn't send you to mess up. If I send you a shliach and you messed up and you in this honor, you caused me to overpay or to be underpaid, I'm going to have a right to be choyza. And I should point out that here, l'gabidus halach, it's mavuna bach and the shach in early on in Hukash Luchin Veshutvin, that they hold that this will not be limited to the Shia Kadesh Yar La Taga. Here, since the reason why I'm being choyza is not midin or no, not because, so to speak, between my relationship with the Meicha, the reason why I'm being choyza is because I sent a shliach and the shliach messed up, I can come 10 years later and say, shliach, you messed up, you're not my shliach, Adai Tadach, you were never my shliach, so therefore I never purchased the item, or I never sold this item, that Tkunicha Datech Velo Lavasin is going to be a bit of a Mekach. Then Ines Alokeach. However, if the shliach overcharges the lokeach, there's going to be a machlokes. Yesh misha emeshu adin shemechro bata b'cholshu. Even there, the mechach will be bata b'cholshu. If I have a product and I send a shliach to sell it, I have a manager, a salesman marketing this item, and he overcharges the lokeach, Some say there too, even on a kosher, even if it be karka, there will be a din betul mekach. Even though the chayyur, the lokek, does not have the svara of the tikkunim shadadik v'lalavasi, because it's my shliach, not his shliach. So the other rishonim say a svara that it has to be fair. If we structure a deal with the shliach involved, and I could have the recourse even by a mashu, because I could tie in a betul mekach, then it was understood I'm giving the lokek that same right, and if he'd be off even by a mashu, it'd be a betul mekach. However, v'yesh mishremet, no, shedino kishar kol adam, the lokek who is nisana, is the din kishar kol adam, dachtos have a mechila, and if it would be kach, it would be at keflaim leitirama, and leitamachab would never have a recourse. Mezach ha-mesholech, v'yisran, and the mesholech could keep the extra money that he got, because, like I said, the svara of a shliach only works for the person who the mishalech is sending it. In Mechaber's case, the seller is sending the shliach, so if the seller's shliach messes him up, the seller has a concomitant taina. Sorry? I'll get to that in a second. So then the seller can taina betul mekach. But if the other person was nisani, he overpaid, they'll have the regular hagdara, the regular dinim of anot. And who are them Zakhtar Yishayim? It's Mavur like that in the Gemara as well, that it's Lav Dafka or Moichah sending a shliach, could be a Lokeach sending a shliach as well. If the Lokeach will send a shliach, then the tables will return. If he sends a shliach and he overpaid, even by Mashu, even by Karka, will be a bit of Mecca, because he could tighten it, let Kunisha Datik Mala Lavasi. And in that case, if he underpaid the seller will not have a recourse, because, like the way we pass him, by the way, like the second Shita, the seller will not have recourse because he had no problem. He was the one who negotiated the deal by himself. He didn't send the shliach, and therefore he cannot tie nalot kunisha datik. And so this is a regular halacha of shlichus. And the Mechaber is mavur that saya shlich and saya apotropis, you could tie betul mekach, you could tie that let kunisha datik. Now there's a concept brought in shluchim v'shutfin that if I send a shliach and I tell him lahedya, you are my shliach, bein litik and bein la'aves. Say if you do good, say if you mess up, I give him that authority, then he's a full shliach, and even if he messes up, I will not be able to pull the rug and say, hey, you're not my shliach, because I gave him the authority to even make a mistake. And therefore, if I do send such a shliach, it will go back to the regular dinam of ono. If I say, bein letik and bein laves, then by karka, let's say there won't be ono, or the term up to double, by matalton will be up to a shtus. And therefore, the Akhrenim who say, the Machan Ephraim, I believe it is, and others who say, that if I'll have a shutif in a business, there you will not be able to say, if you have a shliach, you have an apotropis who's just your shliach, then you have a concept, if you have a shutif in a business and your shutif messes up, you can't turn around and tell the seller, well, I didn't negotiate this deal, my shutif did, take it up with him, but I have nothing to do with it. There's no such thing. It's typical, normal understanding of shutif is that each one gives the other person the authority to make a mistake as well. Bein letik and bein laves. It's a full shutfis. Sure, if you'll have a silent partner and a general partner, then anyway, the general partner only makes the decisions. But in a normal shutfis, where both people are making decisions, it's an automatic license that each one has to make mistakes as well, and his shutfis will be bound by his mistakes.
A general partner would be different.
No, general partner, silent partner doesn't have an authority to do anything. So it'll be, but in economy, the general partner will have the authority to make a mistake. No, it's like, depending how its general partner is structured. There's like a limited partnership, he might really not have any shutfis, any investment. It's just at the end, if he sells it at the end, he gets, 10% of the profit or whatever it is. Depending how it's structured. If it will be structured as a shutfis, then he has the authority of bein letik and bein laves. That will be his authority.
What's the practical application of this halacha? When is ever shliach?
Shlichus? I think all the time.
Is that means to buy your balamah?
Correct.
You don't tell me what price I want. So you trust and go to whatever store I want to go to.
And you forget, and you should be paying a decent price. And if you blow it, you went to the wrong store, I'm going to tie in a mekach toys, even on a penny.
I go to 7-Eleven, that's going to shop at that store, so that's...
Again, if you hold that that's bein letik and bein laves. If you hold I gave you the third bein letik and bein laves, you'll have a right. If you hold I didn't give you bein letik and bein laves and you made a mistake, you went to the wrong store, what store are you supposed to go to? Okay, that's a debatable point. But if you went over the shahr, now you're saying that, well, one could be a grocery, one could be a supermarket, which one are you supposed to go to? Okay, let me address that soon. But I want to work out this halakha because I want to get back to his shahr as well. If you play it out, if I send you a shliach I send you as a shliach and you blow it, or I send a salesman marketing an item and he blows it, he blew it. I can tell him,
so basically, if I send a shliach and he blows it, then I'm not
kind of salesman. Some kind of salesman get paid by commission, some paid by salary. So instead of salesman gets paid by salary, then that's the way it is. But if he gets paid by commission, so you really have kind of a shutzpah in the sale.
Not so simple. Pashas, his commission is only like a sales. His commission is a brokerage fee. He doesn't have any, what we call the B's and B's. He has no burdens or benefits from the item. He really doesn't own the item. He didn't invest anything in the item. Pashas, he will not have a din of shlichas. It's really no game maybe to look at the ribbis. What's considered a shutfis and what's considered an asik. But typically, if you just send a shliach, if I'll hire a real estate broker to market my house and the person also gets 6% commission, that doesn't make that person a shliach in my house. If I have a shatkin to read a shidduch for my child, that's not going to mean that the shatkin is shutif in my child. The price that I might structure with him, his commission, is based on the sale, but that doesn't mean that he's a shutif in the item.
The chum made the shear, I pay shear with tiger for the, I guess, to make commerce be liable.
I'm not sure which came first. Is it once the chum made shear, now commerce, you know, it saved the day for commerce? Well, for commerce, that's why chum made a shear. Pashas, it works the first way. That means that if there's a siba, that typically a person goes and makes an assessment, then Chazal said, oh, bezoi, if you don't, it's a mechila, and that helps our commerce. But if you send out a shliach, the shakam b'acham avur, that yes, we will have a din of chazar, even lach of the zman, kadesh
yar. It helps the person wants to be carried, when he's always by the shliach, then there's no shear to it, even a penny.
Correct. Yeah, definitely it is a good aid. If you buy by a shliach, you're definitely better off.
I understand
your wife. My wife could be an assassin. I think it's for take a bite.
The shliach purchases something with toast. So who is the part of the item? The shliach, right? If he's not a shliach, then he's buying an adult.
Well, no. That's God. It's God telling Hukash Lukum Hashem, which is really not for tonight. But basically, as a Hagdara, if a shliach notifies the seller that he's acting on behalf of a mashaleach, or notifies the buyer he's acting on behalf of the mashaleach, and he blows it, even by mashu, then the whole deal is bottom. If he doesn't notify the other party that he's doing it for somebody else, and the other party thinks he's doing it for himself, then according to many Rishayim, Nasivis, persons like that, that yes, the shliach will be stuck with the item.
An employee as a
shliach? Yeah, Pasha's an employee as a shliach, yes. And therefore, if an employee will make a mistake, then even by a mashal, it will be a bit of mekak. Now, there's a shayla in the Mechaba, going back to your shayla, just underlying, the Mechaba says that Yesh Mishayim, let's go at the end of the Mechaba, that Shadinu Kishar Kaladim, by send a shliach, and he's ma'ana the other party. Dinu Kishar Kaladim, Dachtus, having Mechila Bazaka Mashalek, Beyisrin, the Mashalek keeps the extra profit, and tough luck on the buyer. Let's say I overcharged the buyer. Now the shaila is that the Mechaba holds before, and rather to take a step further, Dachtus, having Mechila, and Shtos will be Mecha Chaim, and Chazar Sanoa, and Yesu Mishtos will be a bit of Mecha, so it's Mevur in the Rishayna. And Mechaba is Mevur before, that there's a lav or a suffix lav, he says he should be machme, that even on pocket mishuses might be a lav, and by shtus is zikha a lav. So how come when I send a shliach to overcharge somebody, does the mechaba say that it's a mechila pocket mishtus or shtus would be a bit mecha cheskaim or chazar? No, the chayr there's an avera involved, and there should be a problem with ain shliach ledvar avera. When I send the shliach to do an avera, the shliach is not kaim. If I send the shliach to the Gemara says to marry a coin and the shliach to marry a grusha, if you hold the shliach the devar vera, then it should be a bit of mekak according to many rishonim. So how come over here it's mevun and mechaba that even though there's a potential iser involved, even pachas mishtos, the mechaba nems on for pshitis, it's havi mechila v'zocha mashaleach b'yisrei. Now to answer that kasha, l'chor you have to say one of two eitzes. There was a chubis b'sam and roish which was asked as kasha, which presumably is from the Rosh. To Machlekes, if the Rosh wrote that, but which was asked as Kash, why don't you say Ein Shliach L'Dvar? And he says it's not Shaykh over here, the contrary. He doesn't really explain why. So I'll tell you one of two reasons why over here doesn't pass Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Because if we're talking about, there could be two cases. Either I'm talking about a case where I tell Pashas, we're talking about two cases. Either I can send a Shliach and tell him, I want you to market this item at $10. I'm setting the price for him, and he's selling the item. He has no discretion what to do. And I'm telling you, go to Ruvain try to convince him to buy the item at $10. In that case, that really doesn't have the regular hilchos shlichus. If I set the terms for the shliach, I tell him who to go and at what price to market the item, according to many poskim and the Sivis, Machon Avraham and others, that doesn't have a normal halacha of shlichus. That is a maisa koif ba'alma. If I'll call a proving on the phone, I'll tell him, I'm sending you a package, it's $10, do you want it? And he tells me yes, and I send it with a courier, I send it with the postman. The postman's not my shlich, you don't have a contract, ain't shlich, that's ba'avera. The deal was done between me and the lokeach. He happens to be just the maisa koif ba'alma delivering the goods. So if I structure the deal clearly, specifically, it's this price and this amount and to that customer, and he has no discretion whatsoever, he's not a shlich. So they wouldn't pass the whole concept of ain't shlich, that's ba'avera altogether. But partially what we're talking about is the other extreme. We're talking about where I tell the shlich, go sell the item. See what you can get, do the best job you can. And he's the one who makes up who to sell it to, and he's the one who makes up what the price should be, which is the halacha of shlichus, but you have the concept of kunit shadatik. But in that case, if he does make a killing on the lokeach, there will not be a problem of ein shlichus deva avera, because I never told him, I never instructed him to do an avera. I told him to sell the item. I meant, of course, he should sell the item for the proper price. I never told him bedavka to sell the item for a higher price. If I'll send the shlich and I'll tell the shliach to shech, and there's a Mishnah Melech in Kivega, and he goes ahead and he shechs it on Shabbos, and I didn't tell him to shechs it on Shabbos, you don't have a problem with ein shlich l'dvar avera. I didn't ask him to shech on Shabbos, I asked him to shech whenever he wants. My shlichus that I assigned him was good, because he could have done it, but if in which it's mutter. He decided to do it on Shabbos. At the Zayt HaGazak, it's his avera, nothing to do with me. If I send the shlich to sell or market an item, and he does the best job, and I assume that he's going to do it for, of course, al pi halacha, shem yeter and mitzvah, and he goes ahead and he does it, and he overcharges the customer, that will not be a chesed ein shlich l'dvar avera, because I set up the deal in a proper way. So that will get out of a problem of ein shlich l'dvar avera. Or the buyer, or actually the shlich, that is, was unaware that he was overcharging, was unaware that that price was too much. He thought maybe that was fair price, so he didn't do any avera. So for that alone, there won't be a problem of ein shlich d'var avera, because an avera didn't happen. But in a konami, if I tell the guy, look, let's make a killing on this. We know the market price is 10. I think, you know, you could sweet talk the guy into 11, sell it for 11. Yes, if I set the guy up like that, and I create a shlich like that, which is built in avera, l'chayr, it should be a problem of ein shlich d'var avera.
But who's over the avera?
If you hold the Eishlik Dvar Avera, well, we hold the Eishlik Dvar Avera, so Parshas...
Isn't the person who's going to get the money being over the Avera?
The Shlik was the one who did the Avera. So if, again, if you hold that there's a problem of Eishlik Dvar Avera, then the Shlik would be over the Avera, and the whole thing could be bottled into the first place, and maybe his Avera gets lost as well.
The Shlik will get the money, and the Shlik is the one...
Let's say in our case. Our case would be, let's say, I told the Shlik to market it for a normal price, and he went ahead and he marketed for a higher price. Yes, the mashalech will get the money because the deal was done for the item, and the item was the mashalech. So he'll be the recipient of the extra price. But who will be getting that there? The shlich will be getting that there because he shouldn't have marketed for the higher price. Obviously, if he knows that he's marketing it for a higher price. If the case would be that the balabai set up the deal and he's only doing a maisa kaif ba'alma, then the mashalech would get the avera, because then it's not a hilchos shlichus. It's really the mashalech consummated the deal with the buyer. But in a konami, depending on the case, Pasha, that's what we're talking about. Actually, we're talking about a case. It's in the shlich, go market the item, and he was the one who decided to market it for a high price.
How do you get any money out of it? How's the concept of the avera? I thought the avera was that I'm on you and I take something from you. The shlich didn't take anything from him.
He took it. No, he did.
The shlich got the money. I didn't take anything.
If a gavin would... He's the one who did the one who structured the deal and was the authority to structure the deal. He is the bailam. He is the moichan. For the time being, you have the authority to sell my chepes. You are the moichan. You are the one who's creating a piece of a deal structured wrong, structured at a price that the Torah does not allow. You're the one who's doing the maisa avera. Who has the money? The mashalech has the money. Who's going to have the chazar of a no? If there would be chazar of a no, if the shlich did the avera and the mashalech has the money, who will have a chazar of a no? That is a problem. That is a shosyankiv and others discuss. Who's going to have to return this money? But definitely the one who did the avera is the one who structured the wrong price. The one who did the deal, which is the shlich, who decided to rook the lokeach, he's going to have the avera. All right, let's move on to Sif Lamed Aleph. Din Bezdin Shemachu B'Shayisayim V'Tal Nesbar V'Simen Kof Tes. That's an easy one. The Mechad doesn't tell you what the halakha is. You can look over there, different things, but if a bezin gets involved and acts as a patron for the Yisraelim to sell their items, there could be different, could be even by a shtus with spittle mekach, depending on the case. You can look over there, it's not for tonight. Okay, let's move on to Sif Lamed Beis. Kishem she'en lekakoyis no, just like there's no no lekakoyis, like we mentioned in Sif Chavtes, kach schiris kaka in le'no. So too by rentals, if you're renting out karka, there will not be a din of anon, and not be chazaras on her. And if you hold that there's no lav, so that will get away, that for all the landlords, they have a right to overcharge as much as they want, if you hold like those Rishonim. And now the Mechaber goes on to say, afilu sachar, this is for you, afilu sachar, traklin gadol b'dina l'shana, even if you have a super palace that you sell for one dina for the entire year, now the landlord took a beating, a refis katana, but a little stool, a stable, b'dina b'chol yoyim, an exorbitant price, ein lo yano, there's no din of ano. Now Mechaber says, shitose, Mechaber holds it, when there's no ano b'kaka, it's even more than double, even less than a half. Later a mother, it's only up to double, l'chere, this halacha would not apply, you would have a max up to double or down to a half. But what you do see from the Mechaber, which is very important, is the Mechaber talks about a traklin or a refis katana, which is a booth, it's talish or busef chibro. A house is not born like that. A house wasn't created karaki. It started as a piece of land, and you built the house on top of it with sheetrock and cinder blocks, or whatever you do, that should be a concept of talish or busef chibro. It started off as matatalin, and at the end, it was attached to the ground. Now, Amar brings down in Simon, I believe it's Tadi, hey, 2 days, if Talosh of Lusayt Chibu has a din like Karko, has a din like Metalkalin. For some reason, the Mechab over here, Nemzon Farpasha, said it has a din like Karka, and then Amar doesn't argue, and there's always Mavu in many Rishonim and many Chuvas. And therefore, La Halacha, you could rely on this, that for some reason, we don't know exactly why, but for some reason, either Amar means to really Paskin, the Talosh of Lusayt Chibu has a din like Karko all over. Even though he brings down 2 days, or for some reason maybe on Noah is different, I wouldn't know the surah for that. But at least la halacha, you could rely on the Mechaber that even talat shabasef chibur, even a house has a halacha of karka that there is no din of Noah. Therefore, you're overcharged. Someone recently had such a case. Called me up a few weeks ago. He rented a house on the other side of the lake. Actually, it was a basement, a small basement, and I believe he told me he was paying $1,100 for a small basement on the other side of the lake. He was mamish burnt. He was coming from out of town. And he didn't know better, this side of like, that side of like, didn't know the whole idea, thought it was New York prices, and he ended up paying $1,100, with probably it's marketed around $700. And he was burned big time. But the Maisa is, it has a din of Karka, it's Talaj of Seif Chibru, and Loita Mechab is known of Bechal, and Loita Ramah up to double, up to half. He, Pashas, wasn't $1,400, so he had no recourse, and it would automatically be a mechila, whatever. Not a mechila, it's tough luck. He has no din or no. But this is an important halakha from the Mechaber, because that is where this halakha is nageya, ma'isim b'choyoyim. And like I said before, that if you want to be mitzarev, Shita Zishainim, if you hold that Tepachas Mishtos is a Makulek Zishainim, there's a lav. And Bekak is a Makulek Zishainim, there's a lav. And if you get a place to tell you that when you have this Svek Seika, you're allowed to do it, so that will be a free license for the landlord to do whatever he wants, and he can overcharge, albeit Tepachas Mishtos, but he'll be able to do it even Lechat Chila if you hold that this Svek.
What would that
take taking about? Tepachas Mishtos is a Makulek Zishainim, if there's a lav by Tepachas Mishtos. And then there's Makhlek Zishonim by Karka. When you have this meat of Karka, was this meat said for the lav as well? So could be by Karka, Pachas Mishtos, maybe you'd be able to do it Lechat Chila because it's a Svek Seika.
You could pull
the
guy and tell the landlord
he has a Svek Seika. It was.
Too late.
No, not really, because the deal was structured. Once he went into a contract and he signed the lease agreement for the year, he's bound by the payment for the whole year. He cannot back out. So that the aver was already done. Whether he, the marshal, I'll overcharge. Let's say a simple case, Madalvin. I charge you $7 for a $6 chavis, so I charge you $8 for a $6 item, whatever it is. And the damage was done. Let's say zaka kateshi alataga, or if it's pachas mishtos, I charge you $8 for a $7 chavis. It's pachas mishtos. It's a built-in machila. But you didn't pay me yet. Do I have a right to take the money from you? Yeah, because the aver was already done. The aver was to structure the deal. Whether I take the money from you or not, I did the aver.
If the guy gives back the money,
he's
not called a
tshuva? You want to give it back, l'shem tshuva, so that other times we find by Anim Abi Bukhara. In other cases, if a person gives it back, l'shem tshuva, it's a type of a piece, that'll be very nice. But that doesn't undo the law. If there's no din chazaras or no, Giving back the money by itself doesn't undo the lot. You'll have to do tshuva and be mafayis the guy, whatever it takes, if it's ben adam l'chaver, that he should be meichu you. If he's not meichu you, even if you give back the money, giving back the money is not going to help you. It's not a pasha of chazar sana. It was too late. That's it. The guy roped him. It's finished. He did his avera. A possible way avera. It could be ben adam l'chaver too, right? He's stealing from somebody, duch machir, right? I'll know the type of a gezel, the Gemara says. If it's a din mechila on the money, then you'll end up with ben adam l'malkum, pashtus, right? Pashtus. All right, not 100%, but pashtus is the case. All right, but so this is a very important halakha. And basically what we see from here is that schiris is a type of a mechir. We're going to see it further on as well. Let's move on to Sifra Magimon. We'll see it again. Haseches chaveroi. If you hire a person, now we're going into payalim, hiring people to do something. So far we had karka, and then we had schiris karka, and now we're going to hire people. Haseches chaveroi lasas imay, bim b'karka bim b'madatlan. You hire someone to do a job for you. You're paying by the hour. He's going to do a job for you. Whether he's doing a job in Karka, whether he's doing a job in Matatulin, ain lo yano, he will not have a no. Mipnei, why? Shukukoino isil is man. When you hire an employee, it's as if you're hiring him for a time period. Va'avodim ain be mano. And avodim do not have a no. When you hire an employee, you might not know this, but you are like a slave owner. You're like a person who's hiring or buying a slave for a time period. You're buying him for that day or that week or that month or that year. You're hiring for a time period, and he'll have the hukas avodim. And therefore, since avodim, when it's might from anah, we don't have really avodim today, but this is how we have a practical application of that halakha, that since avodim, when it's might from anah, so too, if you hire a poel, you hire a worker, you pay him by the hour, he has a halakha of an evan, and there will not be a dinah of anah. You need to have no recourse, unless it's up to double later hamah, and you might not have the lav as well, like the makleks v'shenim by anah, by karkin avodim. And the Ramah's going to give a case. What happens if you'll have a mixed case? Let's see what the Ramah says. Go. Saka poilim sus. If you hire a driver with his sus, or chamar, or with his chamar, or today with his car, with his limousine, even though on his behalf he's a poil, there is no anah. You hire him per hour. Let's say you pay this chauffeur, this limousine chauffeur, you pay him $60 an hour. Well, some of it goes to him, and some of it goes for his limousine that he's supplying you. So on his chalik, whatever it is, his chalik ain't by anah because he's a poil. But for his item, for his wagon, for his behema, yesh by anah because that's metaltaling. You'll have to prorate the deal and see what you're really overpaying for his limousine and what you're overpaying for him. What you're overpaying for him, it's tough luck. What you're overpaying for the limousine, for the metaltolin, we'll have the regular gedorim of anah. Let me give you an example of how we'll play it out. Let's say in this case, he'll hire himself out with his car for $18 an hour. That was what he charged you, $18 an hour. Let's say you know, or the typical shahr is $15 an hour for someone to drive you, even though he supplies the car. So he ended up overcharging you by $3. Now, let's make a breakdown. Of that $15, which is normally the price, how much would he charge you if he didn't supply the car, if you supply the car? Let's say he would only charge you $10. So in every time when he charges you $15 when he supplies the car, we know that $10 is going for him and $5 is going for the car. Two-thirds is going for him, one-third is going for his car. Now he decided to charge you $18. So we know, even though he didn't tell you what the breakdown was, we could assume two-thirds is for him and one-third is for his car. So when he charged you $18, two-thirds, which is $12, was going for him. $6, which was one-third, is going for his car. Well, on the $12 that you should have been paying $10 and you overpaid and you paid $12, tough luck, because he is an Evan. But the $6 that you overpaid because you're supposed to pay $5 for his car and you paid him $6 for that, that is a shtus, and that will have a halak of anah, and he'll have to give you back that dollar. And if it would be yes mishtus, technically you'll have a din betul mekat. But here we're talking about a case of, let's say he already did the job, which is good to know. If you have a poil who did the job already, or metalton, schis metalton, if you don't have the capability of being mevatel the mekka, we're going to mevatel mekka, you already got the service, you already used the item, where's the chayek betul mekka? So there, what the halakha will be is chazar sonah. It means if you are nis'ana, yoysen mishtos, by schiris, and the schiris is already done, and it doesn't pass betul mekka, what you'll have to do is rectify the deal, even by yoysen mishtos. he will have a chazar zanah. Normally, there is no chazar zanah by Yetz Mishus. It's only limited to shtus. More than the shtus is Betul Mekach. Here, where it doesn't pass Betul Mekach because the service was already rendered, so there you'll have only a din of chazar zanah.
We had this man,
Ashi Yarlatai. We had this man, Kedesh Yarlatai. Well, by the Metalton Chelek, you will have this man, but by the Avodim Chelek, there's no need for this man because it's automatically, there's no dinner, no, but Chah, because in this might or not. But we are going to see, if you hold on to it, we are going to see by other cases soon, by Schiz Metalton, if there'll be a man. And we're going to see by Kabbalah. We should wait for Lam and Hay and Lam Avel for that.
Yeah, in Kedesh Yarlatai, the same problem as before with Karka.
Okay, let's wait to see Lam and Hay and Lam Avel. The Mechaber discusses what to do by Schiz Metalton and by Kabbalah.
Basically, $1,100 apartment.
By the yeah.
Yeah. If it's in a furnished apartment, so obviously, could that be broken down?
Definitely, good point. If let's say he rented out, it wasn't, but let's say he rented out a furnished apartment, and let's say a typical furnished apartment will go for $700. The numbers aren't going to work out. It's a bad. Let's say it's 550 is the normal thing, and let's say you'll assume that 311s goes for the metaltalin and 811s goes for the kakashah boy. So now when you have $1,100, yeah, 311s will be for the metaltalin and 811s will be for the kaka. Yes. Then you can make a breakdown and get a bitul mekach or. Correct. Correct. And I should point out, the reason why we view this, it should be crossing a lot of your minds. What's going on here? When you hire, let's say, a limousine, you're paying for the limousine plus, you're paying for the guy. He happens to have a limousine who that's his clay umnis. But why would we make the breakdown of his limousine and him? When you hire a plumber, you're going to pay for his wrench and then partials for his wrench and his tools and partials for him. Well, that I can tell you that we find a halacha by misajun lebal choyv. If a person has no money and he has metaltalin, there's a halacha misajun, we allow him the bare necessities to live on. And we allow him his klei umnis, but we don't allow him his metaltalin or karka, which generate money. And over there it's mavur, this chilek as well. Things which are mamish his klei umnis, his tools, his hammer, his wrench, whatever it is, his saw, that's his klei umnis, in a chanami. When you're hiring a plumber out, you're not paying for him and his tools. You're paying for him. In order for him to do the job, he could do it by his hand, but it's very difficult, it's impossible. So he needs his tools to do the job. When you're hiring a car service, when you're hiring a person, a chauffeur, to chauffeur you around, or a delivery truck, you hire a guy to schlep, a mover, there, yes, it's him and it's his truck. There are two things. He's providing a double service. It's him who's driving the truck and schlepping the stuff on the truck, and the truck is providing a service too, even though you might not know that that's what you're doing, and he might not know that's what he's doing, but in essence, he's really hiring him out, himself out, and his truck out. And there, Lamotra Lagabi Hukus Mizadrin, if a moving company owes money, we will take away his truck. We will not allow him we'll be misogyny his truck, claiming that he needs it for his panosa. He doesn't need it for panosa. He's a schlep, he could do without his truck. He could drive a truck without the truck. He needs a truck, that's very nice, a truck to make money as well. That's like a truck making money. It's like a boat making money. It's like a kaka making money. Those are metaltalin making money. Those are assets, and we take away his assets. And therefore, that's the Torah look on things. And that's why here too, the Gabi Ono, we view it as two separate things. For a plumber, we won't view it as two separate things. But for a guy who's delivering or schlepping goods, yes, we will view it as two separate things. There's him, and there's his truck or whatever it is, and we'll make this breakdown, this prorated breakdown.
Truck to move his tools around because it's so heavy. What are you going to do with that? That's a little harder.
I have to think about that one. Probably that's for the tools, but I don't know.
The tools is very heavy.
Hire a plumber to do a service to change a toilet. So that normally costs, let's say, $100. So what do I look here now?
No, I'm saying that a plumber is not like that. I'm saying a plumber is entirely for his service. We don't break a breakdown for his tools because his tools are only a hetra.
I have tools. I'm going to give the plumber the tools. I got everything. What's the difference?
No, if you give the plumber the tools, I don't know if he'll charge a different price, but even if he would, there's still a chilek. The word is, one is just a hetra for him to do his job. It's not the tool does the job, he does the job. It's a difficult concept. After a while, you get used to it. One is that the plumber is doing the job. He's fixing the pipe. How he fixes the pipe, he needs the tool to fix the pipe. Here, if I need him to schlep my stuff,
he needs the truck.
We let him schlep it by himself on his shoulder, then he needs the truck. Okay. We'll have to work on the concept, but that's the...
I'm returning the parking, but isn't the essence, not that I'm renting the furniture,
charge extra.
Nobody rents furniture. I'm enhancing the parking. It's not like I'm renting to different things. I'm making the parking more desirable for rent. The essence is the parking
that those things that make it more desirable are metalfin, and that... It will be kavua in the karka if they're fastened to the karka. Let's say you have kitchen cabinets, that's karka, that's Torah Shabzayv Chibron. But if you have tables and chairs, which are movable items, you're enhancing the apartment because you're giving metalin along with it. So there's a chelik for the metalin and a chelik for the karka.
There are different criteria, is it by the hour or by the service?
Definitely. And we're going to get to it. We were talking about tuna, and I only mentioned a plumber to bring out the point of tooth. Definitely when you hire a plumber, typically you don't hire him for the by the hour, you hire him for the job. And if you hire him for the job, it's going to have a whole different halakha called a kavlan, which we'll have to wait to see if, I believe it's Lamed Vav. Yes, if Lamed Vav talks about a kavlan. Let's wait for that. Which, let's say, computer graphics, whatever it is, you print a brochure, you know, a photographer, you might not be hiring out per hour, you're hiring out per job, and yes, there'll be different halakhas. The reason why a poel, let's just chaz it, the reason why a poel has no anor is because he's viewed as an eved. An eved means someone who has a 9-to-5, must show up at a certain time, and you're paying for his time. Paying him for his time, he's like an eved. Someone who does a service that you will see is much different than an eved.
You know, it's by avodah. I don't know if it's enough. So if it was 15 and went 18, why didn't you assume that $5
pulled
the car and
he ran up
the dump price?
No,
this time
that. That he would not want to be over in this, and therefore he rooked that. I hear. Pashas, we don't do that because.
Established that it's a third, that's why.
Right. We first look at the free market. Now he's saying that we know normally it's supposed to be 15. Let's assume the extra $3 is only for the person. If you wanted to do that, you would have to break it down and tell the guy, look, I'm doing this much for myself and this much for my metalton. Otherwise, we assume that the price is for the whole job and we'll prorate it accordingly, typically what's normally done in the market. Rather than say that it's only he wouldn't want to be over the lab and he did it like that.
After
that, I went to
the
shir. The amount
that goes to the car, the car
stays
the same. He might have additional expenses. That's why
he's
that's why he's
going to have. Right, that doesn't give him an excuse to charge more.
You're
always
meshubed,
you're
mugbal.
You always have to
what? We said, well, how do we determine a third? Because we have 3 people, you know, we have.
Normally, because that's the breakdown. Right, if the breakdown would be a half, let's say typically it's a half for the car and half for the person, and economically it'd be a half. So whatever typically is the breakdown, we apply that here and we prorate it accordingly. Okay, let's try to chaper on one more sif here. Sif Ramadalit. Sokrei Lizroya Loi Karka. Now this is an interesting, there's going to be two pratim in this machava. It's an interesting case. You hire, let's say, a gardener to seed your lawn. Sokrei Lizroya Loi Karka. V'omar, and of course it didn't work out. There's patches and holes all over the place. V'omar, zirati bozri aroyibo. And the gardener swears, bloody murder, of course I planted it, what it needed, a certain amount of season, I did it properly. Ubo edim, however, edim mumkum come and say, shazorabo pokus miroyla. He didn't seed it properly, he didn't seed it with the right amount. He was supposed to do 5 pounds of seeds and he only used 4 pounds of seeds. There's going to be a sofik, hareze sofik im yesh lo yono. Do we view it like metalfon? The zera is metalfon and it will be anor. Or yim ein lo anor, or there's no anor mipnei karka, because we view it like karka, because now that the seeds are planted, it's bottled to the karka, it has a halacha like karka. And when mesupik, does it have a din like metalfon? Does it have a din like karka? Lefikach ein matzin min hanitva, you cannot be matzin min hanitva because it's a sofik. What is the case talking about? There are two possible pratim in the machaba. Machlokes achronim. One case is talking about where I hire the person, I even supply the seeds. I supply the seeds, and all he has to do is the service of making sure to put the right seeds, the right space apart, to make sure that my lawn is going to be the nicest lawn in the neighborhood. I told him that's what I want, and this is what he did, and he messed up. So therefore, all I'm hiring him, all he needs, all he's supplying for me is his service, and it's a maisa kablonus. It's not I'm paying him per hour. I'm paying him for the job. He has to make sure that I have the nicest lawn. If he does it, he did his kablanis. If he doesn't do it, he didn't do his kablanis. And like I mentioned, the remiza, which we're going to have later on, Sif Lamavot, by kablan, there is a hilchos anor. And our sofik is, Does it have a din like metaltalin? Because it's a kablonis of metaltalin. He's doing a kablonis in the seeds, where the seeds were movable at the time that I supplied it with him. So it's kablonis of metaltalin, which there will be a din or not. Or do we say, no, we look at it because he has to, his job was to seed the lawn and make sure the lawn is luscious grass. Well, that at that point, it's now built into the lawn. It's seeded into the lawn, and that will be brought to the lawn in its karka. And these akhrenim hold that kablonis of karka do not have ona. And we have a suffix, is this kablonis metaltalin? Is this kablonis karka? And therefore we have a suffix, should there be a din or not? Should there not be a din or not? And it's a suffix, I'm waiting to make a very low varaya. That is one shot in the Mechavim. Others learn, no, it's talking about a case where I hire the person to plant the lawn and supply the seed. That means really what I'm doing is he's supplying me his service of planting, but he's also selling me the seed that he has to plant. And in this greater deal was partial for his service and partial for the seed. Or let's say I even said Lahedya, I'm giving you $10 to seed the lawn and $10 for the seeds. And he says, yeah, $10 is enough to seed this lawn for the seeds, for the material. And he supplies me the seeds, but not enough. And I want to know in the mechira of the seeds, was it considered metaltalin because he's selling me the seeds? Or no, since he's selling the seeds in the karka, he's planting them in the karka, so blies like mechir of karka where there's no din of anah. We have a suffix, does it have a loch of anah metaltalin, which should have anah, or does it have a loch of karka, which has no anah? Since we're a suffix, I'm making a very all of a riot. And the reason, the reason why we say that it has a din of anah, the chayra, people should be jumping and saying, the guy didn't do the right amount, that should be midu mishkal aminim. We had halacha reish lamed beis. If I want 100 boxes and you supply me 99, that's not a din of anah. That's bitul mecca because you messed up. Or the hashlam over there we learned, but it's not the regular typical din of anah. Anah is when you off on the price. If you off on the amount, that's not anah. That's you messed up on the item number, on the midu, the mishkal, or the minin, or the weight, or the number of the items, the good that you're supposed to supply. How come this has a din of anah? And the best shot that we have, the Rishonim suggest, is that anah is anything that's not finite. That's not, quantitative. Okay, it's not definitive. You cannot say, look, when I said 100, let's count to 100. If you need to come up to some assessment, some hashara of what's considered the right amount of seeds for this karka, that will be a din of anah, even though you messed up on the number. You're supposed to supply me with 5 pounds of seeds and you supplied me with 4 pounds of seeds. There, the Rishonim say, that is anah. If I ask you for 5 pounds and you give me 4 pounds, correct, that's avad the midu mishkal minin. But that's not what I ask you. I ask you to make sure that my lawn is the best lawn in town. And you had the hashara to do that, to accomplish that, it's 4 pounds of seeds, and it really took 5 pounds of seeds. There you messed up in hashara, and that messing up is just like anah when you mess up in hashara of the price. So to this is like messing up in hashara, and you supplied me the wrong amount, that will have a regular dinim of anah. Even though it's a difficult concept, that will have a dinum of anah. So if it's anah, it's metaltalin, it is anah. If it's anah, it's karka, it's not anah. And the reason why the guy can't now go ahead and just give me the extra pound of seeds and seed it is because either the Rishonim suggests two things. Either it's after the season, it's too late, it's after the planting season, so that's it, your job is done. Or even if it's still within the planting season, but if you're supposed to space it every 2 inches of seed and you space it every 3 inches, it's not going to help you to take another pound of seeds. What are you going to do? You'll never fix it up unless you reseed the whole lawn. So what you did with the bracha of atal, it's not going to help me. So you don't have the eighth of just finishing off the job. It means we know that the job was done. Either it's after the planting season or it's too late. It's not fixable. So if what you supplied me, the job was done. And now we have to know, is it anah metaltalin or anah karka? And since it's a suffix, I'm going to make a very low varaya. V'chein, Dr. Mechaber, ein mashbino yisai elo heses. Some shulchanot don't have the gears to elo. V'chein, ein mashbino yisai elo heses m'pnei ha-karka sheyeshkan. You only can give him a heses. If you have a suffix in this type of a situation, we shouldn't have a number of cases, whether he'd be a shema on such a case where he had seeds to plant, or he'd be a all the times in the Torah where you normally typically have a shvua deraisa on karka, which we cannot swear shvua deraisa on karka, we only have a shvua deraisa on matalton, karka was in the smite from shvuas, and you have this suffix, does it have a din of matalton, does it have a din of karka, you will not be able to administer a shvua deraisa on him. And the only shvua you'll be able to give him is a shvua heses, which is a shvua derabanan, which Chazal were, did institute even for karka.
Question of a suffix on the seed, then why do you have to have a workers. One is to say the man bought them seed in the store, and now he overpaid him the seed in the store.
If you'll have that case, like I mentioned, that will be Nidu Mishkomin, it won't be a din of Anah. You'll have only a case is if he planted it, and you have to have an assessment of Shum. If I go into Sun, I say I want 4 pounds or 5 pounds, and he gives me the wrong amount, that won't be a din of Anah altogether. And even if I'll ask him to give me the amount of seeds what he thinks is going to make my lawn the right way, and he gives, and let's say that is Hashar, and that should go in the din of Anah, but that L'chay, the Rishonim say, that would be Pashit, a din of Metalton, because the point of sale was, in the store, he's supplying me Metalton. Here it's when I'm buying the seeds in the planted state, I'm telling him to supply me seeds, I'm planted, then we have a Shiloh, do we look at the Mechira prior to the planting, or do we look at the Mechira after planting, do you have a Safik Metalton or Karka, which is a Safik Metalton or Kaveh, Lover Raya.
Let's say he did the amount of seeds that he needs to put in, but he didn't do it well. Let's say he put too much at one place, another place. There's a problem in the karka, not in the seeds that he put in.
So there's a problem in his service. It means he messed up on his service. That's an omen shakilkel. If he messes up in his service, then you might not have to pay him at all for his service, because like every woman should go, if I hire a sheikh at the shek and he messes up on the shkita, or I hire a plumber to fix something and he messes up, I'd be potter from paying him, provided that he was achroi, responsible for that, which is a siman shinvav, not for tonight, but that will go into a different gather. Here we're talking about where he planted, let's say, what he was supposed to, but his ashar was, he thought every 3 inches would do the trick, and it was supposed to be every 2 inches.
And for the service, you would have to pay over him?
If the guy did mess up his service at the different halakha. If the guy didn't mess up his service, he did the proper service, just he overcharged you for his service. So that's the first shot I told you, is the Ketzmitzv shot, that he has a suffix. Is it kablonis? Is there a service in Karka which don't have a no? Or is it kablonis from a town which do have a no? And to make a mitzvah make a veil of a raya? Because that sheet holds that only kablonis from a town has a no, kablonis from Karka do not have a no. We're going to see later on, Tiflam Road, that's not partial. Could be, we paskin, that even kablonis from Karka have a no. Could be. It's Makleg Zachin, and we'll get to it in Tiflam above. But at least that shot was that that's what's going on here. It's a kablonis din here, and with Shiloh, kablonis matal, kablonis kak. It's a little difficult to say this shot because it's funny. But Chabad is talking about tchiris, Payalim says no din or no. Till Siflam Avav, that's when he discusses the kablonis is different. And Siflam Adalit in the middle, before he tells the kablonis is different, he should tell you a sophic kablonis kak, kablonis matal, and the this sif should have been after Siflam Avav. That's why I like the other shot much better, that here we're really talking about the selling of the seeds. The garden supplied the seeds as well, and it's a suffix, is he supplying me matalfon and okaka, is it a suffix or no or not because of that. All right, good luck.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.